Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share today's Bible principle, an enduring truth you can live by.
On several occasions, David penned what are called imprecatory prayers, psalms that plead with the Lord to bring severe judgment on his enemies. For example, here in Psalm 35, we read these words.
Let those who intend to take my life be disgraced and humiliated. Let those who plan to harm me be turned back and ashamed. Let them be like chaff in the wind, with the angel of the Lord driving them away. Let their way be dark and slippery, with the angel of the Lord pursuing them.
Now, to understand the appropriateness of these prayers, we must remember that David was king and judge in Israel. The Lord had invested authority in David to bring judgment on people who were terribly evil. Without the constraint of government, chaos would have reigned in Israel. In the New Testament, Paul warned all of us as believers to remember that vengeance belongs to the Lord. However, he went on to state in the book of Romans that God has authorized governments to use a sword when necessary, to be an avenger that brings wrath on the one who does wrong. But Paul also made it very clear that as individual believers were not to take vengeance on our enemies. Rather, Paul wrote, "But if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For in so doing, you'll be heaping fiery coals on his head. Do not be conquered by evil, but conquer evil with good." And here is another principle to live by. When we observe terrible injustices done to innocent people, including ourselves, we're to pray for God's intervention.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. To find out how you can receive this Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org.